Ellen Frankenstein and Otman Mehta began filming Cruise Boom in 2021 as Sitka transitioned from the 2020 pandemic summer of zero cruise passengers and began a startling rebound to nearly 600,000 passengers in 2023, roughly three times more than a typical summer prior to the pandemic. Cruise Boom, however, is not a scathing indictment of the industry. Frankenstein wants the audience to think broadly about what's unfolding as communities react to the surging numbers.
Tourism, as we know, is super complex. Everybody loves to travel. We all love experiencing new places. The economic side is so amazing because we have new food trucks in town, new businesses, and all these good things. But globally, you can't miss it in the news that over-tourism or the saturation of tourism is affecting places, and there's pushback from Barcelona to Bali, and there's an upcoming vote in Juneau about ship-free Saturdays. So it's just this interesting conversation that is not just pertinent to Sitka. So when people respond to this film elsewhere, they're seeing it kind of as a case study.
Frankenstein and Mehta intend the film to stimulate conversation. In fact, there are several scenes in the movie that are just conversation, Sitkins discussing how to confront and possibly manage the rapid growth. No one is blind to the obvious benefits as new businesses emerge downtown and the municipal budget swells with increased sales tax revenues, but there are hazards too. Here's an excerpt from the film.
I'm either fifth or sixth generation Sitkin,
and in order for myself, my family, and friends to continue to be able to live here, there has to be an economic means for us to work and make money.
I don't want us to be a destination. I value our community because we're a community. You know, the pulp mill sustained the community for years, but had its excesses in how much it logged and how fast it logged and the environmental impact. Cruise ships is a similar thing.
If we're going to help shape tourism, we really have to be active and engaged stakeholders. That means talking to the cruise ship lines. It means asking the hard questions.
The story is unfolding right now, so we can't tell the ending because it's happening right now.
Frankenstein and Mehta shot the film over a couple of years, so Frankenstein describes it now as history, although Sitka is far from settled into the new volume of passengers. They released rough cuts early in the process and have shown the final film several times, most recently for a group of students from Johns Hopkins University who are working toward master's degrees in environmental policy. Frankenstein says the screening prompted an intense conversation about solutions.
When there's something like this that happened to Sitka or in another place, who is responsible to help manage it and see how it all works out? And we had this discussion, is it the responsibility of the city and the government? Is it citizens? Is it tourists? Do we expect tourists to be more responsible in the way they travel?
For everyone who's not working toward a master's degree in environmental policy, Cruise Boom is a kind of mirror. The film is set in Sitka, but the same questions are being asked in other Alaskan coastal communities.
We've also had community screenings in places like Skagway and Cordova and Homer in the state and Juneau, and it's been great. People have the discussion about what is their relationship to tourism and what do they value in their communities.
Cruise Boom will be available to stream on the PBS website or app beginning September 14th. The film will be broadcast on the PBS television network nationwide, including Alaska's PBS stations, beginning on September 17th. Reporting in Sitka with help from Daryl Rakoff, I'm Robert Woolsey.